Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, but there is such thing as some free apps.
I'm going to show you how you can play cards with your grandpa.
And some new and interesting places to wear your Apple Watch.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by 23andMe. With 23andMe's genetic service, you can learn what percentage of your DNA comes from places like Italy, Finland, East Asia, or Africa. Visit 23andMe.com/twit. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. He's got it down. Kevin's got it down.
Yeah.
Did you practice that all week so you'd be ready?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it built in?
All night.
And
hey,
your
everybody.
Finger looks good, too.
Welcome to iOS Today. Hope you had a good time on the eclipse. Leo Laporte here.
Megan Maroney here.
We had such a great time watching the eclipse here at our beautiful East Side Studios. We stared at the sky. You know, we didn't even need eclipse glasses.
No, we didn't. We could stare right at the sky.
And not see the sun at all.
Mm-hmm. It was sad.
It was so cloudy. It hasn't been cloudy all summer, has it?
Not really.
And it's going to be clear tomorrow.
Yeah, it was clear yesterday afternoon.
All of a sudden, the clouds came in, and in fact, the entire San Francisco Bay Area kind of missed the eclipse. But I know many people who went up to Oregon and Wyoming and all over the country got to see an amazing eclipse yesterday. Mm-hmm.
We get so much here on the West Coast. We can't have everything.
Mm-hmm. We can't have eclipses. We can't have nice things. So That's it. This is the show where we talk about, well, you can see them here, our iPads, our iPhones, our Apple Watches. And you may not realize it, but even now you're seeing the Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Hey, they have new screen savers in the Apple TV.
Oh,
have you noticed
do?
New cities and stuff
no.
coming? And there's one of them. And actually, I want to pose this question to those of you at home who have an Apple TV. One of those cities, I'm pretty sure, is fake.
What?
Yes. So, you know, with the Apple TV 4 did a really nice thing. I mean, they have these beautiful slow motion. Can you pull it up, Kevin, or do we not have access to the Apple TV today? These beautiful slow motion cityscapes. I think that many of them are shot with drones or helicopters, and they slow them down, and so it looks like it's static, but then you subtly see cars moving and stuff. And they have a lot of beautiful scenes. In the first when they first shipped it, there was a shot going down the Market Street in San Francisco at night or in sunset. It's beautiful stuff.
There's London.
Yeah, they've added new cities. I was watching the yesterday, and I couldn't quite recognize. I was thinking maybe Miami. There was somewhere in China, probably Shanghai. And then there's a night scene. They're beautiful. There's a night. Yeah, Geeking Tom says my wife and I argue all the time about what cities is this on the screensaver. Mm-hmm. But then there's one that's a night scene that I think I'm almost certain I would say is computer graphics, is not a real night scene. And I feel like it's almost been thrown in as an Easter egg. So I don't know. You know, the problem is you can't control it. You can't really choose which one you see. I think if you go into, you can see what city it is, can't you? If you go into the settings, I think. You could figure out what city you're looking at. Maybe not. Anyway, I'd love to know. Okay. Dubai? Is it Dubai looks fake? All right.
I don't know. I know, my favorite is London because you can see
The eye? London
what's
eye?
That called? The London eye?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is, and I think it's Shanghai. I'm not sure, but there is, it's definitely a China, there's some Chinese signs. Every once in a while, if you look really closely, you can see street signs. You can see, oh, that's in Chinese. So this is China. Pretty sure. Maybe, I guess it could be Korea, but it didn't look like Hangul. It looked like Chinese. And then there was the little Ferris wheel. So is there a Ferris wheel in Shanghai? Like
I don't know. So yeah, it looks like they added 21 back in December.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's China, Dubai, Greenland.
Greenland, neat.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Maybe it's Hong Kong. Could
Liwa?
Be Hong Kong.
Liwa in the United Arab Emirates. Liwa.
Liwa, don't know. Yeah. Are any of them fake?
I need to know this.
Because I feel like one of them is. Anyway, and I only saw it once and maybe I was hallucinating.
It wasn't this on my screen, was it?
Let me see.
Is that the fake city?
It's a night scene.
This.
Nope. That's beautiful. That must be
That's
Liwa.
Liwa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Isn't that gorgeous?
Liwa.
So it's not
Star
just
Wars.
Cityscapes anymore. And you can download these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the night scene doesn't have a Ferris wheel. It's just a weird. It looks. It's the reflections of the buildings. I'd say there's something about it that makes it look fake to me. And I, of course, they only show it for a minute, and then you have something switches. And I went up to the screen and I'm looking at it, and trying to figure it out. Anyway, that's not what we're here for.
No.
What are we here for? Free.
Well, those things are free if you have an Apple TV. But
yeah.
We're here for some other free stuff.
Free.
To show you, and I'm going to start with magazines.
Free magazines.
Free
I love it.
Through none other than your public library.
That's my screen. You're. Oh no, I'm confused. I'm seeing my screen over there, but not now. I see you at your public library. They have free magazines
on your iPad.
Obviously, I'm confused. Do they have an iPad for? Is my iPad at the library? How do I get these on my iPad?
Through an app. So I can't promise it's your public library. All public libraries are different. Well, look, go to your public library website. First of all, you have to have a library card. You have a library card, right? If you don't have a library card, go get a library card. Mm. And then you sign into your library website. Our Sonoma County Library uses RB Digital to get the free magazines, which was formerly Zinio. Have you seen?
Yeah, Zinio has been around for ages.
Okay,
it was one of the first magazine players.
So here's Zinio on my screen here, and you log in with your library card, and then you can get all these free magazines. But I guess RB Digital, which is not as cool a name as Zinio, also they bought Zinio, I guess. And so then you for our library, there were instructions, and you sign in with your library name and you use your library card, and then you can check out magazines just like you're checking out a book at the library. So yours may have different ways. I found this on CNET. There's a piece on CNET that shows you step by step how to go through it, and it is how to get free magazines from your library. So check out your library. And, you know, it's like all the electronic books, you have to actually check them out. So I always found that weird because it's like as if there are only a certain amount of copies, but it has to do with rights, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, this is a freebie. Does it count if I tell you how you can get the Apple TV screensavers on your laptop for free?
No, that is, I want that.
You can't get them on your iPad. Actually, you probably could with some work. They're videos. And there's a guy, it's the Aerial Project, and there's a guy on GitHub who has posted them for download. Mm. John Coates is his name. Aerial. So you can go to github.com/John Coates or search for John Coates and the Aerial. These are the Aerial views. And what he's done is he's just packaged them up in a zip file that you can download. I wonder how Apple feels about all that. they actually, somebody else has made it for Linux and somebody else has made it for Windows, and you could use it in the screensaver. We don't have a screensaver on our iPad, so.
No, I don't.
But
was this the fake city, the one I'm looking at?
Let me see.
Let me see
her screen.
The fake city.
Yes.
That's Dubai at night.
That sure looks fake to me. Is that real?
That's Dubai.
Look at it really closely. Okay. All right. Okay. That's the one I thought was fake. I've been to Dubai.
It is very strange.
No, I know. And it's not the strangeness of the city. It's the reflections in the windows and the cars looked computer generated to me. Not so much the.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
It's a filter, maybe like a video filter.
Yeah, possibly. And again, I was pixel peeping on it to really try to figure it out.
Oh, you were pixel peeping.
Pixel peeping it.
Is that pixel peeping?
Pixel. Yeah,
is
you're
that
doing
legal?
It.
Pixel peeping?
Well, in some states.
Okay.
So just
what
look at the windows.
Right,
yeah, see, doesn't it? It kind of all looks a little low detail. Look at the cars. Don't they look a little fakey?
They do.
So I just, Okay. I mean, if Apple says it's real, and I've been to Dubai. I know how strange Dubai looks. Wow. So that's nice. Anyway, that's free. I don't know how Apple feels about it, but you can get them, A-E-R-I-A-L. You go to github.com, or you can just Google GitHub and Ariel, and you'll find them for your Macintosh. And he's got a little screensaver you can use to display them. They're just videos. It's kind of cool. And there's I think he has all the new ones as well, which is nice. 16 new ones. So what else you got that's free? I like free. Free is my favorite price.
Free is my favorite price, too. And obviously, there's lots of, you know, you could go to the App Store and say, top free apps and blah, blah, blah. That's not what this is about.
No, we're trying to be clever.
Do you use IFTTT?
If this, then that.
This.
I use it all the time.
IFTTT? Three T's, right?
Yeah, three T's.
There,
this, then that.
I have an applet that will notify me every time one of the top apps in the App Store
is free.
Is free.
Great app. Great.
So that way you don't have to constantly check it all the time.
That's
so
nice.
Let's take a look at that. IFTTT.
IFTTT.
In case you don't know what it is, I guess I'll show it on my iPhone because it is not.
It's actually really handy. Because you can automate a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So this just get notified about top new apps in the Apple App Store, and it works with your alarms, and you just turn it on, and then you get notified. You get a little email, and it's from AppZap. Never miss a top new app again. Get notified about the best new apps in the Apple App Store. Which device I want it on my iPad. Oh, and you can choose by category, too. So if you just want, let's say I just want free healthcare and fitness apps. I don't want everything else but that. And then save. And then when an email, I will get an email whenever a top new app in health and fitness.
Yeah, that's free.
That is free, and you get more free stuff. And you're seeing the beta here. IFTT doesn't like the...
Wow, that's weird. Oh, because you're on iOS 11.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we got another iOS 11 version 6 in the public beta.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
yesterday.
Even know that.
So you might want to, yeah. Well, and the fact that they're rolling them out so fast, like in just a few days apart, maybe a week apart, tells me they're getting close to the final release. Mm-hmm. When you get to beta 6, you're pretty serious. Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite free is? Something that cost like a lot of money, like $20, and then suddenly was free. I like that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we've recommended this app before. Apple bought them. It's called Workflow. You reminded me of it with If This Then That.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Workflow. When Apple bought them, they said, well, we're not going to charge for this anymore. So Workflow is kind of like IFTTT, but it's designed specifically for iOS to automate stuff in iOS. So this is Workflow. What's cool is it's very graphical because it's on an iPad. It allows you to work with apps on your iPad and chain them together. So here's for an example workflow. Go to Photos, get the latest photos, save a file, get a link to a file, and then copy it to Clipboard so you can paste it into your email client, right? Here's some simple ones. Post your last photo taken on Instagram. Tweet the currently playing song with album work. Open in Tweetbot, play favorite albums. Log my weight. So this is kind of like If This Then That. I guess I have to pick some. I use it on my iPhone. Actually, I don't want to do that one, but let's capture a note and dictate text and save it to the Notes app. That sounds pretty cool. And then there's a workflow widget, which you can put into your notifications as well. In fact, let's say we're done. So let me give you an example. Create note. Okay. So this is the workflow. So you dictate the language. You dictate text. You do it in your language. Obviously, I have English. You could have your different language and create the note as the set shares the input with notes. So that's how it works. Now, watch. Shall we do it?
Yeah, do it.
Hello, my name is Leo, and I have automated my workflow! And look, it's created a new note. And it's called that, and I'm going to save it, and boom. Isn't that cool?
I love this. Do I get my money back? Because I believe I paid
for
it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I
actually, did too. Technically, you paid for it.
I paid for it twice then. But that's okay because, Apple bought it, which means I would expect to see this kind of functionality showing up inside iOS at some point, not this time. Mm-hmm. But the good news is Apple's made it free. So that's my favorite, something that you spent a lot of money for, and now you can get it for free.
I have another app like that that used to cost money but doesn't anymore, and it's a feature that you can add to your Apple Watch. Have you ever wanted to use the calculator on your Apple Watch?
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
No. I mean, you could say...
It would be a good calculator.
What is 2 plus 2?
You're Siri-ing it, yeah.
And then she will tell you that it's 4. But what if you're...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
What if you are in public and you don't want anyone to know that you don't know what 2 plus 2 is? Then there's an app called Watch Calculator.
Oh.
And it is free.
It's probably hard to use unless you have really pointy fingers.
That's not so bad.
Look at that. Actually, that's 62. I spent a couple hundred bucks on a Casio watch when I was 12.
Yeah.
Just for that.
So it isn't simple to use, but That's neat. It says press hard, so you might need clear calculation. Oh, and it has the backspace. And tip calculator. Oh, sorry. Always useful. Your conversion from miles to kilometers. And yeah, so this is free. 55 plus that plus is hard to touch, divided by. So yeah, Watch Calculator. It's free. And you have to have very pointy fingers to use it.
You know, anytime I send you an email, nice pointy finger, you probably notice that I have a gorgeous signature block in my email.
I do notice that. Where did you get that?
Well, you might want to know where I got that. Look at this. This is beautiful. This is, it's got my picture. Now, this only works if you're doing HTML email, okay? So, and I actually have told people not to send HTML email. But if you're using Apple Mail or Gmail or Yahoo Mail, almost any mail program, almost all of them use HTML. But you don't need to pay for this beautiful signature. The reason I thought of this is because the other day I saw an ad that says for only $5 a month, you can have a gorgeous signature. We'll help you design it. I thought, that doesn't seem right.
No.
Fortunately, there's a guy who's doing it for free. I love the URL. It's signature, but there's a dot, two characters to the left and two characters to the right. So it's SI.GNATU.RE. And you can pay. In fact, I did pay if you want to be able to edit it for more than 30 days. So you can always go and create a new signature. And so forth. In fact, I'm going to walk you through the signature. But if I paid, because I just think it's such a cool thing. And other people are charging you monthly subscription fees for it. Shall we create a signature? Let's create a signature for you.
Oh.
So he starts. This is the preview on the right of what you're going to see. You can do contact information. You can do images. You can link to your social media. And then you can modify the design after you're done. So let's do one for you. Megan Maroney. And you'll see on the right, well, that's pretty simple so far. But let's say, what is your title here? Show, host.
Producer, slash producer, slash.
With the most.
Yeah, show hostess with the mostest. That's what it is. legally, that's what it is.
News, yeah, okay. And then you can do your email here. You could do a text label, which I actually don't think you need, but I'll show you why. My mail, and we'll do megan@twit.tv. And so it's starting to put this in. And by the way, that's a link. So your correspondents can just click it, and it will open an start creating an email, which is really nice. So we can also do your phone number. Phone. And I'll do, 707-555-1212.
705-309.
And that's not clickable. I wish it were. You can on the iPhone. You can also have an office phone. And lo and behold, a fax machine. If you want those in the emails, you check them. Okay, and they're going to show up. And the reason I don't think you need a label is because they've got these nice little icons. I think that's a universal icon, the mail icon, and it saves a little bit of room. And the phone icon, right? We can also put in your website. Do you have a website of your very own?
MeganMaroney.com.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So let me take the spell checking out of that. And see, that's showing up down there. And that's also a clickable link. I love this. Watch this. This is really cool. So here's, we'll put our business address, 1351 B Redwood Way. I should have cooking showed this because I, you know, this is 94954. And then we're in the USA. And I'm going to say Petaluma, California. Notice it's doing that. But this is a link. So when, if you want, you can check that. So when people click that, it actually opens maps with a link. So if they're looking for directions, they're looking at your email and they say, oh, we want directions, they can do that. There's footer text. They say disclaimer. my thoughts and opinions are not my own. That's and that goes at the little bottom there. It's a little disclaimer text. Now, I'm going to show you how we can change the formatting. I'll put a couple of other things in here. Let's you can choose a logo if you want from your device, from Google Drive or Dropbox. You can also take a selfie. Should we take a selfie?
Yeah, I want your selfie on mine.
Okay. So, let's let me flip this around. Oops. All right. Okay, there you go.
Perfect.
And we're going to use that photo. It's uploading that photo now.
I think that's a perfect thing to
say. Now, what's nice is even though you don't pay anything, he's going to host these images, which is kind of cool. You can also put a banner in there. So if you want to in an a picture editor, you want to create a banner 400 by 100, you know, you could also do that. There's the selfie just showing up in there, and that'll show up in the preview as well. I don't know why it's upside down.
No, it's like when you turn the flag upside down.
Sorry. Why is it upside? Yeah, it's emergency, emergency. And then let's put your social in. What's your Twitter handle?
Megan Maroney.
You know, that's nice and easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is. It's with an O, not an A.
Yeah. Not Maroney. That would be hazelnut.
Mm-hmm.
It's Moroney, mm-hmm. which... I don't. You can decide what that stands for. And then your YouTube. And notice, by the way, this is kind of cool. It puts a little Twitter logo for your Twitter handle, also hot linked, so you can go right. They can go right to your Megan Maroney. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So I won't keep going, but you can look at all the social networks you could put in there. Your Pinterest, your Tumblr, your Medium, your SoundCloud. Everything can go in there. And it's kind of compact because it makes this as links. And then finally, if you want to change the design a little bit, you can. You can have the logo on one side. You can have a line or somewhere else. When you're done, you press finish. And now I've got an HTML nicely designed with icons. I can select it and copy it. I can also download it as HTML. Now, I'll show you what you do if you want to make it in your Apple Mail. You just select the preview. You copy it. Actually, that did not work. So I might have to do that using the iPad's copy feature. Okay. And then we'll just go into Apple's Mail. Oh, actually, we don't do it in Mail, but I'll just show it. Now, this is how mine looks. See, it's got all of the links to all my... Whoops, I clicked it. That's a link to my PGP key, right? That's at the bottom. That's what I use for my disclaimer. And I have a nice little image of myself. I think that's a nice... kind of professional look. It looks like what it looks like is a business card, right?
Yeah.
Attached to the end of your email. And every email I send, you know, when I create a new mail, I haven't done it here yet. Don't you hate it when you send an email and it says, sent from my iPad? Yeah,
that's the worst.
That's pathetic.
That's like having an AOL email.
I know. So let's fix that. Let's go to our settings here. And we're going to go to the mail settings. And at the very bottom, it says signature. And that's the default signature. I wish companies wouldn't do that. So I'm just going to paste in that. Now, whenever I send email, it'll come from you.
That's great. Perfect. Perfect.
So you just paste that in. Notice it got the images and everything. I don't know why my picture didn't show up, but it will. He hosts these little icons on his site, so that's where they come from. And, you know, somebody might say, well, that's not good. Maybe he's checking to see who you send mail to or something. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think this is just a nice little service. Now when I create a new mail, let's see if, yeah, it's coming from Megan Maroney, the show hostess with the mostest, instead of sent from my iPhone. I think that should be your bottom line. My thoughts and opinions are not my own.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. It feels like it's a real disclaimer, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a signature. And so if you've seen ads for somebody that says, well, for $100, we'll design a signature for you, or... you know, this one I saw, I think it was $4 a month. Signature is free to use. It will work forever, he says. He promises. If you're worried about that, you can download all the assets and host them yourself, of course. And if you want to keep editing it, you pay him once, $5, which I think is fair, via Stripe. And you can keep editing it forever. And you might, because you change addresses or phones, you might be able to want to do that.
I might want to take your picture off there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I do. I love that.
Is that neat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more free app. And this one's just fun. Because my family's gotten really into Hamilton, the Hamilton soundtrack. We haven't seen it yet.
Hasn't?
I know. But maybe we're late to the game. I don't know. We haven't seen it yet.
It's kind of funny when you go see it. It's the only Broadway show I've ever been to that most of the people seeing it have not seen it because it's so hard to get tickets, right? But know it word for word.
Yeah.
So you're sitting and you're watching and everybody knows every song and they're singing along. And it'll happen. Your kids will go.
Yep.
And they'll be singing the whole thing because you hear it. And then this nice thing about the soundtrack is it's all in there.
Mm-hmm. They fall asleep listening to it on their Echo Dots. Both of my boys do. They're really into
it. That is so great.
Yeah.
They're learning a little bit of history.
A little bit of history.
Very, very, very little bit.
Hamilton app has some free stuff in it.
There's a Hamilton app?
There's a Hamilton app.
Oh, I got to get that.
It's, for some reason, it's not coming up on my iPad. But again, I'm running the beta, so we don't blame him. We don't blame the app maker for this.
Yeah.
So you can get access to lotteries. Time to take your shot.
Oh, you need that because... Every day they do a lottery and it's a $10 ticket.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
almost
the easiest
free.
Way to get a ticket, right?
Yeah. And you can get reminders for the lottery. And my favorite part is stickers. You can get stickers, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
How lucky we are. This is an iPhone only app, by the way. Just
oh, sad. Yeah. Oh, it's not on the iPad. Oh, that's why it wasn't working on the iPad.
Yeah. It might work on...
Yeah, that's what happens.
But it's not an iPad app.
No.
Yeah.
And so these are all lyrics from the show. And
how lucky we are to be alive right now. You told me a really good tip, which is... Was it you who told me this?
I don't know.
When you use your Echo Show, if you happen to be lucky enough to have the Echo Show with a screen, you could follow the lyrics. In Hamilton, the lyrics are so fast. They're going by so fast in some of the songs. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see them on the screen.
I almost showed your phone number, which I'm sure you've showed many
everybody.
Times.
I gave it out on the other day on This Week in Google. Nobody called. I was so sad.
No one called?
No one called.
So I just shared a sentiment with you. I want to be in the room where it happened.
Do you get stickers from this? That would be
cool. Yes, I just sent you a sticker.
In your messages?
Yep.
Oh,
and
man, that's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show my phone number. No, I'm just kidding.
Fan art as well. Here's some beautiful fan art.
I want to be in the room where it happens. The room where
so
it happens.
Can show his
if you've never seen this, that is so awesome. I want to be in the room where it happens.
Mm-hmm. And now my screen. Some for the fan art.
Is that in the stickers, too?
That's in the stickers section, yes. And then all stickers of just Hamilton with different faces.
Oh, I got to... You know, my son just saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I got to send him some Hamilton stickers. That's awesome. It's his birthday on the 28th, so...
Oh, and not free merchandise.
Merch.
Ooh, merch. The water bottles.
You know, I kick myself because I went to Hamilton in New York last year. Lisa and I went. And... it was one of those Broadway support stays, you know, where they raise money for Broadway Cares, or I think that's the name of it. And they were auctioning off one of a kind items. You know, she burns the letters.
I haven't seen it, but I assume it that the
spoiler.
No,
she burns the letters.
Eliza or Peggy?
Burns Peg. No, Eliza burns. No. Who does he marry? Which one does he marry?
The other one that's not Peggy or Eliza.
Anyway. Elizabeth Sue sang the role on Broadway. Anyway, so she burns the letters on stage that Hamilton had sent her. And they had one of the letters unburned, or maybe only slightly burned.
Angelica.
Eliza. Yeah. Peggy. that's my imitation. And you could buy it, and it was autographed by the whole cast, and it was like $100, and it went to charity, and I kicked myself. I should have bought that because that would have been a great memento. I could have framed that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But that was an anecdote that went nowhere.
Well, Hamilton, free app.
Free app. But that's a good free app. I like that.
We have some news and we have some feedback from you.
Oh, well, before
but first,
we do that,
we want to talk about our DNA, which we enjoy talking about as much as we enjoy talking about Hamilton.
Bit into a vial. We're talking about 23andMe. And the reason I say that is because they don't collect blood. But they can give you a genetic analysis just by spitting in a vial. Is that not awesome? And what do you learn? You learn so many great things. I'm going to sign into my 23andMe account real quickly right here so I can show you some of the things I've learned about myself. 23andMe is about your 23 genes, right? Your alleles, your DNA. They analyze it, and they tell you all sorts of things. You can explore your connection to the world through its amazing ancestry reports. You can learn about your for instance, you want to know how much guess how much Neanderthal I have in me?
99.9%.
People often say that the Neanderthals were rude and crude, right? They had bigger brains than us Homo sapiens. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Thank
yeah.
you.
So don't mock them. And I say that now because I have 265 Neanderthal antecedents. Now, what's interesting about this is for the longest time, there was a great debate in the scientific community about whether Homo sapiens and this other Homo species, Homo neanderthalensis, could mate. We are different species. And they thought there was a lot of thinking. The current thought was, no, they didn't, that we wiped them out. But they were a separate kind of Homo. In fact, we did crossmate. They found that out only in 2010. I did Ancestry and Me, 23andMe, a long time ago. So this is new, and this is one of the things I like about 23andMe. As new research comes out, they still, you know, they have your data, and they add new things all the time to your report. So this is a new part of 23andMe, and it wasn't even possible until they found some Neanderthal genetic material back in 2010 and finally figured out that humans, in fact, Homo sapiens, do have some Neanderthal ancestry. I have less than most people because I'm, you know, refined. But wouldn't you like to know I'm in seventh place out of my family and friends? That's the other cool thing. You can find family and friends in here. There are so many cool reports. The DNA Relative Finder lets you connect with relatives based on the similarity of their DNA. So this is a second cousin. I found my second cousin, Anthony Jacoby. He has 3.44% of my DNA. That's why they guess he's roughly a second cousin, it says predicted. And it tells you where you share DNA. And you know what's really cool? I know he's my second cousin because that's my grandmother's maiden name. Mm. They didn't know that, but I knew that. So that is really, I mean, that is amazing, right? Ancestry, trait, wellness. There's all sorts of stuff in here, and you can help them and help make our knowledge of DNA even better because they have these great questionnaires where you can answer questions about yourself. Do you think you'd perform better in a sprint or a longer distance race? I am no sprinter. I am a long distance runner. And now by answering a few questions, they match that to my DNA. This is what you call your phenotype. They match it to my genotype, and it helps them learn more about what genes mean. It's just fantastic. There's no blood, no needles. You spit into a little vial, mail it back to the lab. They give you the complete kit. You'll get your results within 6 to 8 weeks. And you know what? It's a great gift. But if you give this to your family members, like give it to your mom and dad, it's a really valuable because you learn more about yourself when they have the paternal and the maternal haplogroup and they combine them together. And so it's a great gift for them. They'll learn about themselves. And it's kind of a gift that you give yourself. You want to know about my genetic weight?
I do.
Boy, is that wrong. Your genes predispose you to weigh about 4% less than average. I should weigh 196 pounds. Actually, I should weigh 4% less than that based on my ancestry. Isn't that cool? So, and then if you update your height and weight, they can say, oh, that's interesting. We've learned something now. Chromosome pair 3, your height may be influenced by a Neanderthal variant in the LPP gene. This is also be a great gift for a student, maybe a high school graduation or college graduation gift. Not only are you giving them the gift of knowledge about themselves, but you're also exciting them about biology and DNA. 23andMe, 23andme.com/twit. Discover where your DNA comes from. What will be your DNA destination? Everybody has a DNA story. I love it. It is so much fun. It's one of those things I did years ago that it's kind of keeps the gift that keeps on giving because there's new reports all the time. I go back there a lot and log in and say, oh, ooh, Did you know, for instance, I am less likely to have back hair?
Is that true, or did you just make that up?
Yeah, no. Leo, it says, you are likely to have little or no upper back hair. Tanya, how about that? What do you think?
I don't know. It's a great way to meet people, too.
You send this a snap of this to them.
Right, yeah.
And like if you're on Tinder and you wanted to meet somebody and you made a match, you send them that. That they're just going to...
Mm-hmm. Just a little screenshot.
Just a little screenshot. Mm-hmm. Just say, I know a little bit about myself that maybe you'd like to know.
All right. Should we move on?
It's a use no one's ever thought of. 23andMe.com/twit. Yes. Let us move on.
All right. We got to talk about something.
Yes.
Touch ID.
Yes.
There was a little bit of news yesterday about how Touch ID was exposed.
What do you mean exposed?
It was exposed. That was some of the headlines. So a hacker posted online that they had figured out what was behind Touch ID. I think Renee Ritchie explained it best.
They got into the secure enclave. Yeah.
And Renee Ritchie, I think he described it in a metaphor. Metaphors don't always work for security issues. But he said what the only problem, like Apple said that none of your data is at risk. And Renee Ritchie said, imagine that the secure enclave is a vault and there was a black blanket over the vault, so you couldn't even see that it was a vault at all. And this person exposed, took off the blanket, and now we see that it's a vault. And and then we know that it's a vault. We haven't gotten to the vault.
Yeah, and I'm sure Steve Gibson will have something to say about this later today on Security
probably
Now.
Probably Renee will have something to say about it.
And we, of course, right after this Mac Break Weekly. But I guess the issue, and by the way, this was posted to a Chinese microblogging site, so consider the source and all that. But I guess the issue is that the secure enclave that Apple's using, and I'll have to do more research on this, but that the key, the decryption key, is identical on all iOS devices or all iPhones. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. Maybe not surprising. And if I could watch the video, I would, but I don't understand what this says. So, this is on Weibo, the Chinese social network.
Well, I mean, the other issue is that Touch ID is being phased out, right? Possibly.
The secure enclave will not be phased out.
Okay.
So, the secure enclave is where stuff is stored once you've authenticated, mm-hmm. right? And the authentication can come from the fingerprint, but of course there'll be some new authentication method on a new iPhone. They say probably facial recognition. That would still be an unlock for the secure enclave, so that doesn't go away. Again, I'm going to have to you're springing on on me. I hadn't read the story. No, seriously, I hadn't seen the story. So.
Well, I mean, and it's. I guess my point of bringing it up is I don't think it's really that scary.
If Renee Ritchie says it's not, it probably isn't, mm-hmm. but again, I'm going to defer until I hear what Steve Gibson says.
Yeah. Okay. We'll defer to Steve on that.
Yeah.
All right. There's some other news. The Elago, you know, that cute little Elago stand for the Apple Watch that looks like an old Mac.
Have one at home. I put my watch in it every night.
It's down to $9.99. How much did you pay for yours?
I don't know. It wasn't that expensive. But still, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$9.99 for that.
You save $5.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like 30 or maybe it was $15.
No, it was never expensive.
Okay.
That was one of the things that was so cool about it, because they could have charged 30 mm-hmm. and I would have paid it easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right. And there's some other news about the teenagers. You know how I enjoy talking about the teenagers. There was a Medium post by the creator of the app, Fam, who said U.S. teens engage with iMessage more than any other social platform. So if you're a teenager and you don't have an iPhone, that's just social suicide, essentially. That's what this piece is saying. But it's interesting.
75% of teenagers have iPhones. And the reason that social suicide is, and I know this is true, because my son is in college and he's at a frat. And I said, do any of your frat friends use Android? He says, one guy does, and he's left out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do group messaging, which is very popular with teens, I think you'll verify that, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And we do it from our iPhones. The guy with the Android phones can't be in the group. And this is Apple's doing, mm-hmm. not, you know, there's no technical reason for that. It's just Apple decided to do that. And so if you want to be part of the group and the group messages, and they're saying, hey, gang, let's all gather at Bob's tonight for a pizza and a root beer, then then the other guy's not going to know about it because he's on Android. So in his fraternity, admittedly, you know, they're probably all affluent kids because they're in a frat, all but one, which means something like more than 99%. Mm-hmm. Have iPhones. But this study said roughly 75% of American teenagers. Yeah.
And I mean, it is unfortunate.
You can see why. It's peer pressure.
Yeah, I have found that. I mean, when I tried to give my daughter my old Samsung Galaxy S3.
And she didn't want it.
No.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate because it is, iPhones are generally more expensive.
Well, that's what surprised me. I mean, 75% of all teens, this is the most expensive phone you can buy.
Well, the newest iPhone is, but you don't need it. I mean,
I guess you could get an SE.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, AT&T's giving away iPhone SEs mm-hmm. now if you sign up for 2-year contract. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right.
Marco probably uses the 5C.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Still.
Still.
Still. Still.
Still. So the...
We sound like old people. The kids today, I tell you.
Kids today. All right. I have an email from Nigel. I remember at the beginning of the show, I said that we're going to show some interesting ways to wear your Apple Watch, different places to wear your Apple Watch.
I'm not sure I want to see this. Okay.
Nigel says, I have an Apple Watch tip for you. Okay. I work as a pediatric nurse in a hospital.
Well, nurses, by the way, love Apple Watches. Mm-hmm. Because they're busy and they need notifications, and this way they can get them.
He says hand hygiene is one of our tools.
And hand hygiene.
For preventing transmission of disease.
Right.
At our hospital, we have to have bare hands and arms to the forearm, so no watches or wrist jewelry allowed.
Oh.
My solution was to wear my Apple Watch around my ankle. Trial and error, talking to your friends who have put their Fitbits around their ankles. The Apple Watch continues to record your heart rate and movement while at work. And
how about the fingerprint? Does it stay unlocked?
I guess so. He says I wear the Apple Watch under my sock, as you can see, and I sent Kevin a picture. So hopefully.
Do you have a picture of a nurse with a sock and a watch under it?
Oh, it looks like it. Dear. He says it records his heart rate, so it must be.
It explains why you see a lot of nurses with watches on mm-hmm. pendants around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
That explains it.
Yeah,
they don't
for
hand hygiene.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you, Nigel.
Where else could you wear it for hand hygiene? Because so here's the thing: you want to be able to the heart rate,
mm-hmm.
and it should be unlockable, and you should be able to touch it to point of sale devices to pay for stuff.
Yeah, maybe he puts it. I mean, but he's probably not paying stuff while he has to keep the hand hygiene.
I wonder. He could put it around his forearm if he got a really big band.
Yeah.
Or around his neck.
Yeah.
Like the Apple Watch choker.
Right. But you've seen the people wearing them as pendants.
No, I have not. I'm saying that's why nurses often wear watches.
Oh,
as
watches
pendants.
As pendants. But you've never seen, Apple Watch pendants.
Yeah, no. Because that wouldn't satisfy those criteria. Mm-hmm. You'd have to unlock it every time.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be touching your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, in order to unlock it. But then it would do that around the ankle. I don't know. If you wear your Apple Watch in a weird place, please, Megan at Twitch.tv. I need to hear
and
about it.
And send us pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pictures, please.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the place you wear it, but, you know. Quick tip. In the drawing tools in Notes are pressure sensitive if you have Touch ID. Did you know that? I did not know that.
Tools in Notes.
Notes.
Are pressure sensitive.
I have Touch ID only.
And you don't have to have an iPad Pro?
Well.
An iPhone, it'll be pressure sensitive?
Yeah, because an iPhone that has Touch ID. So,
any of the more modern iPhones. Mm-hmm. I get it.
If I'm going to... What's going on there?
Well, you're not pressing hard enough.
I need the drawing tools.
There you go.
Okay, so if I do this and then I...
Press harder. It's darker.
See, it's darker.
Wow.
Or this.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And then erasing also. I press... And then I
press
harder.
Press harder,
it erases
more. Oh, that is really
useful. Isn't it?
I love
that. You have to have 3D touch, but I found that very
useful. That makes sense. The 3D touch gives that capability.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you can do...
That's cool.
Do.
You know, one thing, though, pressure sensitivity doesn't make you a better artist.
I don't know. I could imagine this, in a modern art gallery.
Yeah, keep imagining.
I mean, just put it in a frame, imagine, put it on the wall.
You have a rich imagination.
It's called 3D Touch.
3D Touch by... you should call yourself not Megan Maroney, like...
Yeah. And if I put it on the floor, like I think art on the floor now is very
floor
popular.
Art. Or flart, as we call
flart,
it.
Flart, yes. Okay, don't say I never told you anything, because I think that's cool. More
I
tips.
I crack myself up.
Flart. Brian from Denmark writes...
that's not a Danish name.
He just moved to Denmark.
Maybe he just moved there. Okay.
I just got a privacy policy update in my Sonos app, and now it sounds like Amazon Echo integration is coming.
I noticed the same thing, and they were very cagey in the update. They say, to prepare for future capabilities. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I'm hoping. I'm praying. Because I'll tell you what, if they don't do it, they were going to do it early this year. And now here we are 8 months out of the into the year, and they still haven't done it. If they don't do it, they're going to be left behind by the Apple HomePod, which you can talk to. I think Amazon is coming up with some pretty good speakers in their Echoes. And with a Dot, you can connect it to the best speakers in your house. I talk to my stereo all the time with using the Dot, and I love it. So, frankly, we don't use our... We have Sonos in every room. We don't use it that much anymore.
Do you ever try to talk to the Sonos, like, by accident? Just thinking it's going to respond?
It's very depressing. There have been hacks that have been around for a while, but Dr. Mom, I think, was telling us about one, but they're not as good as if you could really just talk to the Sonos. Mm. Question is, do they have microphones built in? Apparently, some of the new Sonoses do, and Sonos said, but that's not for speech recognition. That's for our audio sensing. They have a technology that senses the room audio and will adjust the sound for that. But maybe they could be used. I don't know. Otherwise, you'd have to buy something so you could talk to your Sonos.
Sonos already. Not cheap.
Yep.
All right. Now I need you to debunk this for me. Are you ready for some debunking?
Time to debunk.
I don't know if you've seen this video. This was sent by Christian. Have you seen the video of the two pilots airdropping something to each other?
From plane to plane?
Yeah, I think we need sound for this.
I'm going to try and send him an airdrop. Let's see what happens. And Singapore 1-2.
Oh, they're on the same radio frequency.
Oh, Scooterex says it was already debunked.
Guys.
It's a great video there.
See, there it is. Singapore. Waiting. Waiting. If you're watching, they're airdropping from one plane to another. A little lens flare.
This just shows you how bored pilots are during long-haul flights.
So, okay.
So, airdrop does not work over a radio. It obviously, you have to have some sort of connection. If you've ever tried to airdrop somebody, you're, you know, out and about. We were at Disneyland, and I took some great pictures. Lisa said, give them to me, airdrop them to me. And I said, well, I would, but we have to be on the same Wi-Fi network. Airdrop uses both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. I don't think it might send data over Bluetooth, but you can't pair a phone to another phone via Bluetooth, right? I think the Bluetooth is used merely for the setup to establish the presence of the other device. But you have to be, as to my knowledge, on the same Wi-Fi network to airdrop. Even if you're on different Wi-Fi networks, it won't work.
I feel like I have airdropped without Wi-Fi. Is that possible? Like, I feel like I airdropped when we were out driving to Montana, like in the back of the car. Like if we are connected to
maybe it uses
the same.
Let me see here. To send an airdrop, it says it turns on Bluetooth and Wi-Fi automatically. I feel like it's using Wi-Fi. Bluetooth, you can, but there is something called Bluetooth file transfer. So, in theory, it could use Bluetooth. I've used Bluetooth file transfer on other devices, so maybe it's using it would use Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. The problem, of course, is neither would work between two planes like that. They're too far away to Bluetooth unless they're really touching, and they're certainly not on the same Wi-Fi network. So yeah, it's bogus. In fact, it was admitted to be bogus. Oh, here's using Bluetooth LE to negotiate and point-to-point Wi-Fi to transfer. That makes sense. So it's as I suspected, which is it doesn't transfer the file via Bluetooth LE. It merely does the communicating, the handshaking, and then says, okay, here we go, and it's going to use Wi-Fi. But I guess it could do something to get you on the same Wi-Fi network. You know, we should try that.
Yeah, but we have Wi-Fi.
But not right now.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Okay, R.T. Cregan from Brooklyn writes about the iClever keyboard. He says, I had it for 2 weeks, quite pleased with it, before I realized that the plastic tab that looks like a finger grip to unfold the keyboard unfolds each half separately and actually becomes the two stands to keep the keyboard balanced.
Brilliant!
Described in the Amazon description and nowhere else.
So the reason we didn't show that is because there are two iClever keyboards. I have them right here. The one that I showed is the original smaller keyboard. And remember, I complained about it because I didn't like the fact that it had the shift key way over on the edge. I kept hitting the page up key instead of the shift key. The iClever is a really great foldable keyboard. The small one's nice because it fits everywhere, but I find it difficult to type with. And notice there are no tabs. It lies flat, sort of. I mean, his point is, if you don't have something supporting the edges, there's a little bit of movement there, and that's true. And on this version, the original version I showed you, it didn't do that. But there is a deluxe version. It's $10 more. And frankly, this is the one I'd recommend because, for one thing, it's got a real shift key. It's a little bit bigger, and so it's a little bit better. He is right, though. I looked at the manual. It doesn't mention probably one of the most important things for reliability, but I'll just show you real quickly. See that nice big shift key in a normal position, arrow keys down below it. This is actually a really good usable keyboard. But again, if you don't know about his secret, you could see these aren't touching. Mm. And so his premise, and I think he's probably right, is A, it's harder to type on because it's moving a little bit, but B, it might break it over time. And he's right. They don't document this. But there are two little black plastic things. They're missing on the little one. And they're probably a little bit hard to figure out because they're not easy to do. But you see, if you turn them like that, they're now become little stands with little rubber bottoms. Oh. And it does two things. It grips it a little bit. And now it's, well, mostly solid unless you hit this side. You know, they should have two more for that side.
But usually aren't, when you're typing, don't you have your hands like that?
Yeah, anyway? If you're typing normally, this does give it more support. But note, on the smaller keyboard, it doesn't have those tabs. And so it is a little bit more rocky. But you see the difference in size between those two. It is bigger to carry, but I think this is really, the larger iClever is probably the one to get. And that, let me see what the model number is. That's the BK05, the IC-BK05. You know, I'm going to continue to sing its praises. I know Andy Anako prefers the Zag that folds differently, but this is a very good keyboard, and it's nice because it has support for Android, Windows, and iOS. You switch between the three if you wish. It will work as a USB keyboard. It has micro USB for both charging and connection. And, of course, it works as a Bluetooth keyboard. Pairs beautifully with the iPad. And I think it works just great. It has all the iPad specialty keys up here on the function row. So you can do all the things you would do with an iPad on-screen keyboard. And, one thing you can't do with an on-screen keyboard, it lights up, which is really nice. Let me turn on the Bluetooth LEDs. I mean, the blue LEDs. How do I do that? Is it this? Yeah. Can you see that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. I'll turn a little bit brighter. And then the other thing you can do is you can do different colors. So I can't remember how to do that. Is it on here? Yeah, this is handy. They put this on the back. No, it doesn't say that. Oh, yeah, there it is. Function light. Up arrow. So it has blue and red. You can't really see it, can you? if it were dark. Turn off the lights, Kevin. Turn the lights off. Let's see if we can see it. See that red?
Oh,
it's not very bright.
Can you type with that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Blue or green.
Oh, you could hang that on your
Trust me, in real life, that's bright enough. And yeah, if you just do that really fast, you can have it on your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a caps lock light here, too, which is really handy as well. I think this is great. What's funny is they say with the backlight, you'll get about 6 hours continuous use. Without the backlight, 500 hours continuous use. Mm-hmm. So only use the backlight when you need it. iClever. And I think that's about, it's only $10 more. I think it's $40 for this instead of $30. That's not bad.
Hmm. All right. I got one more piece of feedback before we move on. Mathipon writes, finally a replacement.
Now that's a Danish name. No.
I think Indian, but.
Okay.
Let us know, Mathipon. And I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, and I apologize.
Probably Mathipon.
Mathipon. Finally, a replacement for the shaking the fist solution. You know, whenever you play, when you plug your iPhone into your car.
Yeah.
Does it often just play the first song in your library? Yes. And what if that's like all around the
Usually what I wanted to do, because I've been listening to audiobooks, is play my audiobooks. And most of the time it does do that. But sometimes it'll just switch to a song.
Yeah.
How do you fix that?
Well, you can't. We can't make it play your audiobook, sadly. But we can keep you from being embarrassed if you download this song. It's called A Very Good Song.
You know why they call it that? It's the first song in your library. Yeah, lots of A's. And it's blank.
It's blank, so that you have time to put on whatever you want, and it's not playing the embarrassing first song. It's a silent track.
Shouldn't it play the last song you listened to?
I don't know what song it plays in mine. It's
it seems
not the
random,
first song.
Doesn't it?
I mean, it played Adele for a long time, and that I realized because that she I had it organized by artist.
Yeah.
But so you could make your own silent track, but I thought this was cool. It's 99 cents if you don't subscribe to Apple Music. So you have to really want, you have to be really embarrassed.
Charging a buck for that?
But if Apple Music, it's free.
You could make your own silent
You could make
song.
Your own.
I don't think it'd be that hard.
You could make your own.
And name it a even better song.
Yeah. Actually, how could you get in front of, this person who, did this? You could. If it was more
lots
A's.
Lots more A's, yeah.
Lots more A's.
Or percent A very good
oh,
song. Put a punctuation mark in there.
Very good song.
Yeah. Those sort out higher than letters.
Oh, yeah. Or zero? Zero?
Yep.
Or percent would be the first thing.
Even better than a 0% or exclamation marker.
Mm-hmm. Technology can do amazing things. You know what else it can do? It can help you.
With a mortgage?
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know how I knew that. I'll tell you what, the last mortgage we got 3 or 4 years ago from that bank with the stagecoach, you know, it was not, you felt like you were going back into the 19th century. We had to go to a person and we had to bring paperwork. And then the worst thing is, then they would send us an email. They at least had an email saying, oh, well, we need more paperwork. Fax us this or that. And it took them several months to get us a loan, so much so that we almost lost the house. That's why next time I'm going Rocket Mortgage from the best lender in the country, Quicken Loans, number one in customer satisfaction year after year after year, according to J.D. Power. So you know they're good, but they also believe in geeks. And they know that we geeks, we want to do it all fast and we want to do it all online. So they created Rocket Mortgage to put the power in your hands. No more going to a bank or a loan office. You just go to your phone. Bookmark this URL so you can do it quickly. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. When you go there, you'll be asked for just a few things. You know what's really cool? You know, they get your credit report, I guess, the first thing they do. And from there, they know your bank account and all that. So let's say, well, is this your bank account? Is this your employer? And they will actually just auto, you don't have to send them any data. They will just automatically fill it all in. They know because they have trusted partners with all the financial institutions. So that really makes it easy. It's fast, too. They crunch those numbers. It's computers, right? So you know, there's no calculator involved here. They perform those calculations in seconds. And then based on your income, your assets, and your credit, they will offer you the loan options you qualify for. You pick your term, pick your rate, and you're good to go. You literally can get approved for a loan in minutes. Fast enough, you could do it at an open house or while you're doing the laundry, as it apparently seems this person is doing in the video. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. It is so easy, and it's so fast, and it's from the best lender in the country, I think you want to do it. Remember, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. I was at Disneyland. Can you tell? I got ears on my hat. We are wearing caps to celebrate the best apps of the week. It's our app cap. This you can buy at Disneyland, but somebody brought me this. You're the train conductor. You know, on the train from down the Main Street USA, they took the train around the park, and then they put Mickey Mouse ears on.
And they're fuzzy. They're not the regular kind of.
They're nice ears. Yeah. They're not the hard plastic. Mm-hmm. No, this is a deluxe hat. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm actually dressed. I actually look like I could be the conductor Disneyland train.
Yeah, you look like Tom Hanks in that movie with the train.
Polar Express.
Yeah.
Thank you.
App caps. So my app is not new, but it's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank Brianna for recommending Workflowy. Funny, we're talking about workflow.
We were talking about workflow.
Workflowy.
What's workflowy?
Workflowy is my latest effort to
organize your brain.
Organize my brain, perhaps replace my bullet journal
and
my iPad.
No, don't say that.
Okay, so it looks pretty plain.
The E is EY?
Why?
Workflowy.
Workflowy. Why? Okay, so here's my list, and I just can type. So I can type notes. What do I need to do? I need to take out the trash. I need to be a better person. I need to become a superhero. If I want to say how I want to become a superhero, I can add a note to that and press note and then wear cape. Wait, no capes. Get stronger.
So this is what we're talking about when we're talking about getting things done. The idea that you dump everything that you need to do out of your head so it doesn't bug you.
Right.
And so, but you have to have a trusted place to put it.
Yeah. And so I like Workflowy. It's free. And so I have you can start with big categories like personal, and then I can add all my personal things. Or for world domination, I have all of the things under world domination that I'm going to do, like create a new language. And if I want to add things under create a new language, I just hold and press that, and then I can add more notes there. So
now what's this account thing that you have to have?
That's so it you can have it on your iPhone or your iPad or your computer.
Ah,
so it's
synchronized.
Across.
Do you have to pay for that?
Nope. It's just you. And you can share your notes. You can, show what's completed and what's not completed. It's very simple. There's not a lot of bells and whistles, and I think that's what I like. That's why I like the journal too. So Workflowy. And it's synced across my iPhone, my iPad.
So it's kind of like a to-do list, but it's kind of more free-form, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just basically putting everything down.
It's an outliner is really what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that use this. A lot of novelists use it to write books. Project managers can use it.
And then you can go to the website and your notes will be there.
Mm-hmm. Or your iPhone.
Nice.
Or your next iPad. Or your, I'm assuming, your Android phone, although...
Workflowy.
I know. I never heard it. Brianna, she's been trying to use the bullet journal, but she says she just can't stand the idea that it wouldn't be on all of her devices. And if she left the...
Boy, it's so simple, and yet...
I know.
Wow. Jesse Patel.
A lot of Farhad Manjoo from the New York Times.
He says...
Ev Williams, founder of Medium.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Slack started with Workflowy.
What? No. Really?
CEO of Atlassian.
Wow, look at all the recommendations. I'm reading a review that says I pay $50 a month for a subscription, but it sounds like that's no longer the case. You don't need to do that anymore.
No.
Huh.
No one's, I'll let you know if I got charged, but that doesn't say that any.
Maybe on Windows or somewhere else it requires.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Huh. Well, Apple always will tell you if there's some in-app purchase is required, and they don't say that here. So I'm going to say it's free.
Yeah.
Nice. Workflowy.
Workflowy.
The name and Workflowy, and you can do it on the web as well.
It is really an outliner.
I like outliners. I use outliners all the time. Wow, nice. Okay. Very nice.
We're flowy. Thanks, Brianna.
You know, both my grandpas are long gone. I didn't know one of them. He died before I was born. Hmm. The other one died when I was about 2.
Oh.
So I just really never met my grandpas, and I feel like that's a missing part of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I would do if Grandpa were still around? I'd play cards with him. Fortunately, you can. It's called Cribbage with Grandpa. Let me turn on the sound so you can hear it. Cribbage with Grandpas, because you get to pick your grandpa. This is, I've already got it on my iPad. It's a iPhone app, though, so it's really designed for iPad. And iPhone, I really like, I'm actually a real fan of Cribbage as a game, but it's a very simple game. Shall we create a new grandpa?
Sure.
Now, I'm going to say my grandpa's name is Gordy because that was my grandpa's name. Okay. And I'm going to select. Now, you can change how your grandpa looks, so if you really want to make it look like your grandpa, you can, but I don't remember what he looked like. So
what's he wearing on his head? Is that a hat?
It's a grandpa hat, but okay. you can pick other hats. You can have, I don't know why grandpa would wear that, you know, or you could just randomize. Let's do a random grandpa. That's if your grandpa was the czar, that would be, but I'll take it. So that's my grandpa. Now you're also going to choose what room you're playing in. This is just like kind of the family room. Or you could have a cabin. That's where Grandpa lives with his cane and his picture of a horse. Maybe we play in the kitchen with an apple pie or a blueberry pie just waiting. Or out on the porch. You get a lot of different places you can play. I like to play in the fishing lodge. How about we play in the basement where the computer is? You get to also choose your grandpa's personality. In this case, tough, stubborn, and clumsy. But you get to choose 3 words that describe your grandpa: nervous, academic, sneaky, bossy, helpful. You could say, do you want more conversation or less? I like the conversation. Now, it's not a voice. It's all on the screen, so it's not annoying. You can also say how well he plays cribbage. Now, I happen to be a cribbage master, so I would turn it all the way up, but we won't do that. Now, here's the start button. Call Grandpa. You got to call him. Say, Grandpa, come over. Let's play a game.
Oh, this is
We're
great.
Calling Grandpa. There he is. Hello there. Would you like a quick lesson in how to play cribbage? Now, if you don't know, you should do this because it's an old-fashioned game. I'll give you a little hint here. You've got this board all the way around the screen. That's your cribbage board. He's green, you're blue. Those are your pegs. And the idea is to get all the way around the board before he does. It's a race. You get points for doing various things in the game. And usually there's many hands that will take to go all the way around. It's 120 points. So I'm going to say I already know because you don't want to watch me learn. Great, then let's play a game. It does all the work for you. Choose a card. Whoever gets the high card deals first. I'm the dealer. Yeah. Dealer has a little advantage because in cribbage, he gets an extra hand called the crib. Your hand is 4 cards. I'm going to put the 10. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not. I am going to put the king and the 7 in my crib because look at that. 2 tens and 2 fives. That's a good thing in cribbage. You're going for tens, pairs, runs, and flushes. And another 5. Oh, this is going to be the best hand ever. He starts with an 8. I respond with a 10 for a total of 18. He responds with a 9 and gets a run for 3 in the last card. Off to the races, he says. I'm going to play a 10. Let's see what maybe he'll play a 5. No, a jack. Well, I'm going to play a 5. I get the last card. Oh, no. There we go. So that's a point for me. And then he gets a card. And now we're ready to count our hands. Now, this is a nice thing. If you're a cribbage player, you'll like this. He's counting his hand, a pair for 2 and 15 for 2 and knobs for 1. That means his jack matches the suit. That makes 5, and the rest don't jive. He's a big rhymester, Grandpa is. Score your hand. Well, the thing I like about this, and it's the way it is in cribbage, real cribbage, is you score your hand, and if you miss something, he can take those points away from you. Mm-hmm. So if you've not played cribbage before, you might want to study up. This is going to be a tough hand because I have 15-2, 15-4, 15-6. Whoops, that was 15-2, 15-6, 15-8, 15-10, 15-20, one pair. I'm killing Grandpa. I'm sorry, 3 of a kind, one pair for 2. Wow. Okay, that is a lot of points. That's like the biggest hand I've ever had in my life. It ain't over till it's over. Look at my My peg was all the way around there. So, and now I have a crib. And look at that. The crib's got some points in it, too. 15-2, 15-4, and a pair of kings for 2, and 5-6-7, a run for 3. Now I am loaded for bear. 9 whole points in that. I am killing him. Don't kill your grandpa. Just play cards with him. It's called Cribbage with Grandpaws, because you can have multiple grandpas. It plays suitable old-timey music.
I like the music.
And you can turn that off. You can turn the sound off.
I like that you can turn it off.
I like this feature. If you're colorblind, you can turn that on, and it won't be so color-oriented. Oh. Cribbage with Grandpaws. If it's a rainy day, cribbage is a fun game. It's not a hard game. It looked like it might have been a little arcane as I was playing it. This is a nice way to play. It's just $2.99. Cribbage with Grandpa. Aw, here comes Grandpa's music.
It's nice if you lost your cribbage board.
I play, Lisa and I play all the time. In fact, I have a cribbage board for travel because it's one of our card games that we play when we're on a plane or whatever. It's really a fun game. And you can play it drunk, which makes it even more fun. It's pretty automatic once you learn it. She kills me when we play Rummy or Gin Rummy, so I like to play cribbage. Mm. Cribbage with Grandpaws. It's nice because you pay once. There's no in-app purchases. You don't have to buy extra grandpas or anything like that.
And no grandmas, huh?
No. It's for you and your grandpa.
Okay, got it.
You and your grandma can play Mahjong or something.
Okay.
You know what? They should do something like Mahjong with Grandma. That would be good.
That would be.
But this is Cribbage with Grandpaws.
Thank you.
My app cap.
All right. We have done it. We have done it again.
We have?
We've told you everything you need to know about iOS today.
How do we do that? Every week. At a new time, if you haven't noticed, we're now Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC. If you want to tune in and join us and watch live, you can at twit.tv/live. That's our live stream. We stream via Ustream and Twitch and YouTube. And so you can always watch the live stream. We even have live audio streams you can listen to on your Echo. You know, you can just say, Echo, listen to Twit Live on TuneIn and listen as we go. But as with all of our shows, we have on-demand versions, audio and video available, not only on our website, twit.tv/iOS, but wherever you get your podcast, including the Echo. You could say, Echo, listen to iOS today on TuneIn. TuneIn is the audio partner that provides it for Echo, and you can listen to our most recent show. And of course, Pocket Casts and iTunes and all the other. Actually, subscribe. That'd be the best thing to do. That way you get every episode fresh and hot out of the oven. As soon as Kevin finishes editing it, taking out all the swear words, all the cussing.
And if you want to participate in the show, you can email us. Just email me, Megan at twit.tv.
We love the questions, but we want video questions.
Yes, more video questions. Just take a video with your phone and
put it on YouTube and send us a link. That's the easiest thing to do. You can put it anywhere you want, but send us a link. Do put your name, just your first name and city at the beginning, and keep it to under 30 seconds if you can, because, hey, we don't have all day to do the show.
We don't.
I'm starting to be more like Grandpa. Frankly, it's weird because I could be Grandpa playing with Grandpa.
Yeah. Every day, more and more
Grandpa-ish. So they should do one, Cribbage with Leos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have different Leos.
And don't miss the new screensavers where we're doing a 10-week digital cleanse.
Megan is on episode 3. We did the first two. You can go back in time, twit.tv/NSS. You did the last one was great, which was Inbox Zero, which I will never get to, ever. Next week?
Next week we are doing Clean Up Your Apps. So you guys will like that, too. And if you happen to be an Android user, I also cover that.
She says that to me all the time. Leo, clean up your apps.
Hashtag digital cleanse on Twitter if you want.
It's good. It's really useful. Really good stuff. Thank you, Megan Maroney. Thank you all for being here. And we will be back next Tuesday. I hope you will, too, for iOS Today. See you later. Bye-bye.